The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 18 April 2017. Coming up next hour is Robert Steele. And Robert Steele was CIA, Marine Corps. He's been lifting the veil on a lot of what's been going on with Donald Trump. Now, I have not spoken to Robert Steele prior to this broadcast, so you're going to hear him just as I am going to hear him when I do the interview. And if you have any questions, specific questions, you can email me at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. Come on, John. You've only had that email for 17, 18 years. At any rate, if there's specific questions, make them short and succinct. I will make sure that Mr. Steele will field some of your questions. And as I said, I have not interviewed or even spoken to Mr. Steele prior to this interview that you're going to hear in about 58 minutes. So there you have it. Now, having said that, I'm going to, of course, ask the question, as I always do, of people I interview that are in the, shall we call it, the loop. What's your motivation for doing this? And I will be able to hear that for the first time along with you as to what Mr. Steele's motivation is. And, of course, I'm going to ask the question, the veracity of any individual that is a CIA whistleblower, per se. Once a company man, I thought always a company man. And don't they reach out and touch you if they don't like what you're doing? And associated questions. So I always ask those questions. Now, I finally got a letter from Mr. Thomas Lacovara, and I'm going to put out his address that you can write him a couple of times in the program today. And I can't divulge anything that's in this letter that was written to me, four sides. And some of it, I will say, has to do with this frivolous little jackrabbit attorney from Tennessee that's suing this network for $5 million. This guy, whew, he's either a very bad attorney or a crackhead. I don't know, take your pick, which. But I haven't even answered their lawsuit. They didn't even file it in the right place. In other words, none of the information on the complaint was legitimate. So how do you answer an illegitimate illegitimate complaint? And save for the fact, and thank you, Ron, for doing this, doing a little bit of research, if somebody claims that there was a harm done to them, you know how long statutorily you have to respond to that? 6 months. He missed his target by about 6 months. In other words, it was more than a year. So right out of the chute, aside from who he's claiming did what and where and how and all this, it's a frivolous suit to begin with. This is why I'm saying either the guy is a bad attorney, doesn't do the rudimentary legwork. I mean, even a good ambulance chaser could do a better job. But suffice to say that it's bogus right from the start. So at any rate, Here is Thomas Lacaveras, and I will read this twice slowly for you, so you can take this down and drop him a line. He's not been having a very good time. It is Thomas Lacaveras, Thomas, Lacaveras, Lacovara, number, same line, and this is actually his file number, his prison number, number 392-3405. Next line, federal inmate. Third line, I think this is Lane County. Yes. Lane County Corrections, L-A-N-E, County Corrections. Fourth line, 101 West 5th Avenue. Fifth line, Eugene, Oregon, 97401. Now, it's important that you address it this way because they find all kinds of excuses and reasons for not delivering the inmate's mail. So one more time, in case you missed anything, Thomas Lacaveras, spelling Lacovara, number 392-3405. Second line, federal inmate. Got to make that direct declaration, I guess. Third line is Lane County Corrections. Fourth line, the actual physical address is 101 West 5th Avenue. And then the fifth line, Eugene, Oregon, 97401. And now that I've got an address here, I'll be writing Mr. Lacaveras myself. And don't think for a moment that they don't read the incoming and outgoing mail. They do. So be aware of that when you're communicating with Tom. All right? By the way, coming up Friday is Gerald Celente. If you remember, this month we were attempting to do an interview, and 5 or 10 minutes into it, we had technical problems. And he got his hat. He was supposed to come up this Thursday, but I was informed this morning that he can't make Thursday, so I asked for Friday, and he'll be here Friday. Okay. And then Wednesday, I'm going to have Al Whitney on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fruit from a poisonous tree, the one that the attorney, and I love when this happens. I just absolutely love it, is when attorneys, you know, the bar cart carrying guys in the administrative world really wake up to law in this country and what its real intention is and what they're doing. It's like watching somebody's head explode and then go back together, if you know what I mean. At any rate, and I would like to get him on air because, and that's what I'm going to do, folks. You know what? I'm just going to start interviewing a crap load of people. Why not? For many of you out there that have sat patiently and listening to me talk and at times ramble, it might be a might be a better experience. Oh, boy. And it's on the website. I'm not going to talk about this story, but it's on the website. Alex Jones and his divorce custody case has gone viral and worldwide. And people are picking and choosing sides. And I can tell you one thing right now through my own experience, that when you have two contentious parents going at each other, the real victim in this is not what the person or the one parent or the husband or wife loses or gains. Who the real losers are the children themselves. This is a lesson I learned, and I had the opportunity. It was kind of a strange circumstance, suffice it to say, the now deceased stepson, the father, natural father, and my ex-wife now, you want to talk about contentious. The conversations would last 5 seconds civilly and then launch into accusations and finger-pointing. And I had the opportunity, and this was, it had to be a divine work. I actually ran into the guy, and we sat and we talked. We sat and drank a 12-pack of beer, and I'm not a big beer drinker. But over the course of about 3-4 hours, he and I sat and consumed probably a half a case of beer and had a heart-to-heart as to how this is going to turn out. And it's really odd for the recently divorced meeting the new father-to-be. I can remember on Saturday Night Live, they did a skit one time of replacement dad. And I said, look, you know, all that aside, moving on from here. And it worked out well because there was never any contentious words again. The son was never put in the middle of it. And I think that was the healthy way to go. As I said before, in anything like this, sometimes you get so caught up in what you've won or what you've lost or how bitter you are or whatever. The ones that it ends up hurting are the children. So, just saying. And there are crooks and criminals everywhere, folks. I this one fascinated me, and thank you for sending this to me. You know who you are. And you want to talk about corruption everywhere. Alabama sheriff in court for starving inmates, paying critic's grandson to install keylogger on her computer. And the source on this is TechDirt, and this is rather interesting because it shows you the mindset of the people that are supposedly there to protect and serve. Yeah. A number of statutes and practices have created perverse incentives for law enforcement, but none are nearly so blatant as this Alabama state law governing the feeding of inmates. The law, passed over 100 years ago, says law enforcement personnel, mainly sheriffs, can keep whatever's left over from the state and federal inmate food stipends. Now, this doesn't mean that the leftover money is routed to a general fund or used to defray law enforcement or related expenses. No. This means the money flows from the taxpayers, mostly bypasses prisoners, and ends up in the sheriff's personal checking accounts. And who did an extensive thing on that was Radley Balco. It goes on to say that this legalized skimming has resulted in the obvious, underfed inmates and sheriffs with overfed bank accounts. The law first received national attention in 2008 when Morgan County Sheriff Greg Bartlett found himself in federal court defending himself against a lawsuit brought by his prisoners. Inmates were dropping weight and going hungry while Bartlett increased his personal income by some $212,000 over a 3-year period, taking home a great deal of the $1.75 per prisoner per day state funds. That's your three squares and, yeah, for a whole $1.75 a day. Federal prisoners housed in state jails are allowed $3 a day, which can also be rerouted to guess where? That's right, the sheriff's checking account. Now, this resulted in Bartlett spending one night in his own jail. Even then, Sheriff Bartlett was violating an earlier consent decree from the federal government which ordered his office to use all food funds for feeding inmates. Now, the agreement Bartlett reached with the court after a night in jail, imagine, guy being locked up in his own jail, promised his office would do the same thing, spend all the funds on food rather than diverting them for personal use. Now, even with two consent decrees in place and a previous sheriff being hauled into court for personally profiting from inmates' hunger, another Morgan County sheriff, Anna Franklin, has repeated her predecessor's misdeeds. At the hearing, the sheriff's attorneys are expected to argue that a year-old consent decree in a lawsuit against the county does not apply to Franklin, and she shouldn't be held in contempt. The decree says the Morgan County Sheriff must spend all food funds on inmate meals. The decree was issued in 2009 after Franklin's predecessor was jailed for contempt. As I said, former Sheriff Greg Bartlett was dubbed Sheriff Corndog because he profited more than $200,000 while the inmates ate corndogs twice a day for weeks. The consent decree stem from the 2001 lawsuit against the county and the then sheriff Steve Crabb by inmates decrying conditions inside the jail. A court hearing was scheduled last month when the center filed a motion saying Franklin should show cause for why she shouldn't be held in contempt of the decree. The center argued that Franklin should have been held in contempt after removing $160,000 from the inmate food account. The sheriff loaned $150,000 of that money to a now bankrupt, corrupt used car dealership, Priceville Partners LLC, that was co-founded by Greg Steenson, a convicted felon. Now, I'm laughing, folks, because, you know, in the grander scheme of ripoffs and what our elected officials do, this is kind of a drop in a bucket, but not really, not when you're dealing with county, on a county level, with this amount of money. And it's supposed to be there to feed the inmates, so I'm just saying. Now, Franklin is trying to convince the court she should be allowed to continue starving the inmates and financing criminal business ventures, while Sheriff Franklin was helping prop up the local so-called business corruption, inmates were dealing with this reality. The Southern Center for Human Rights is arguing Franklin should not be allowed to keep any of the food funds and is included in court document statements from inmates who describe inadequate food portions and unappetizing or hazardous servings. I don't know exactly what that is. But inmates reported finding rocks, a nail, and mold in their food served at the jail. Now, many grievances note that the entire cell blocks were fed reduced or watered-down portions, a tiny amount of soap, a spoonful of grits, 5 or 6 green beans, or a carrot slice as a vegetable serving, a sandwich with half of a slice of cheese on it, and the like. Because the kitchen lacked enough food to serve everyone, the portions listed on the menu, according to the court records filed by the center. Now, starving prisoners to fund personal business ventures isn't the only thing Sheriff Franklin's accused of doing. A longtime critic of Franklin, blogger, business owner Glenda Lockhart, has also filed a lawsuit against the sheriff alleging a number of constitutional violations. The lawsuit accuses Franklin of illegally obtaining information to convince a judge to issue a search warrant for Lockhart's home and business. Franklin has said her office seized computers and various other devices during an investigation into fired jail warden Leon Bradley, who has been accused of leaking documents to Lockhart for publication on the blog. Ooh, another whistleblower. Now, Lockhart's blog was where Sheriff Franklin's payments to the corrupt car dealership first appeared. In apparent retaliation, the sheriff allegedly engaged in some incredibly underhanded and illegal tactics in her attempt to obtain the blogger's personal communications. Now, Lockhart claims Franklin illegally gathered information for a search warrant by paying an informant to break in, hack, and starting to sound familiar here? Ooh. For a search warrant by paying an informant to break in, hack, and steal data from her home and business offices. Lockhart owns Straight Line Drywall and Acoustical LLC in Falkville. Now, the informant, Lockhart's grandson, Daniel, said in a sworn statement that he was paid to install a keylogger software on his grandmother's computer. The software, he said, was provided by the sheriff's office, according to the transcript from a November 2016 deposition. So, in Morgan County, Alabama, folks, there appears to be corruption all over the place. And you know what I would like to see happen? Is I would like to see the squeeze put on the swamp that's evidently starting to consume Mr. Trump in Washington, D.C. But you know how you play this game? And any public attorney out there knows how this game is played. You offer a deal. You offer immunity. We know that you've been involved, but you know what? You're going to turn state's evidence. We're going to give you immunity on this deal from prosecution. And you need to tell us what we need to know. Could you imagine how many butt savers and people that want to stay, keep their keister out of jail? You know how fast this information, verifiable information, could come into the hands of the people that really do want to start cleaning up the swamp and the corruption in this country? I don't give a damn if it's a county level or all the way up to the White House.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Take down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break, break down. Hurry, just about the time you think that it's all right.
Mike, was that a, it just did that. Isn't that amazing? Oh boy. Okay. So corruption, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you have to have people that want the corruption to stop. They can't stand the stench. You know, that's why a lot of people have quit, either Wall Street or working for the government. They realize that this is not what I thought it was going to be. They can't stand the corruption that they see. They know they can't change anything. They get the distinct impression that if they whistleblow, that they will be targeted, and rightfully so. These are the people that want to keep a lid on the corruption. And those are the gatekeepers. These are the ones that will not allow justice. You know, they think it's just us and we've got to defend, so we'll do whatever we can. You know, and missing on everybody. You remember Susan Rice. She's been in the news. She's the Democrat Party and full of corrupt people. Her net worth has been exposed. She's worth $50 million. Wow. And she's a career politician, and at her max salary, she was making $172,000 a year. Wow. How does that happen? Well, you want to get rich, go into politics. You know you're not going to go to jail. The Democrat Party is full of corrupt liberals. Under former President Obama, progressives managed to make incredible amounts of money. However, much of their income was earned unethically, if not outright illegally. Out of all the Democrats, the former National Security Advisor, oh, Susie, is among the most corrupted and dishonest. Well, again, this is drawing attention away from the high corrupt priestess, the piano-legged lesbian. Just recently, it was revealed that while some people have gotten rich by working in the private sector, she used her government position to make millions. Despite being a lifelong civil servant, she now has a net worth totaling nearly $50 million, which is, on the surface, let's just say it's extremely questionable. In 2012, the Washington Post reported that she and her husband were allegedly worth over $20 million bucks. 5 years later, their wealth doubled. This happened despite the fact that she was only making $172,000 a year. And it appears that much of her wealth may have been acquired unethically. Most of her money seems to have come from investments in Canadian oil companies. According to a May 2012 financial disclosure document, she's invested between $300,000 to $600,000 in TransCanada Corporation. Oh, you've heard that term before, that name? Well, that's the company that's best known for owning the Keystone XL pipeline. And they've recently tried to have it completed in the U.S. To finish, they need to build 1,700 miles worth of pipeline from Canada to Texas. Although the Obama administration stopped the deal, Trump and his team have reversed course and approved a permit to start construction. As a major investor, Rice stands to profit immensely. Now, on top of that, she's also invested heavily in several major Canadian banks, some of which the banks she's invested in are expected to help finance the upcoming construction, which will make her even more money. Further, it's reported that she owns between $50,000 and $100,000 worth of shares in Suncor. That's an oil sand company, and $1.25 million in TransAlta, Alberta's electric power producer. Now, ironically, all these investments are inconsistent with her party's platform pushing clean energy, which, by the way, brings me another point here about Texas. Folks, we got lots of oil here in Texas. We do. Do we need a pipeline? Why drag it all the way across the United States from Canada down here to Texas? Why not to the western shore of Canada? Don't they have ports there? Don't they have some place to offload this stuff or load it up and ship it out? Eh. A little bit more on this when we get back. And remember, coming up in about a half hour, Robert David Steele, CIA. Just us, folks. One cozy little group.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Out in the morning dew, morning.
Well, it seems Susan is in a lot of hot water, but the powers that be, folks, will find a way for covering or diverting or obfuscating, I just love that word, obfuscating, the real deal and who should be held accountable. Transparency in government? The only thing that's clear to me is the amount of covering, butt covering, that they do for each other. Now, without going into the rest of this, she lied about chemical weapons in Syria as well. Now, this is the one with the embassy. Which embassy was that, Mike? Benghazi. She was the one that came out and was on all the news shows about, this video cropped up. And that became Hillary's talking points. And I'm sure with Hillary's full understanding. This was the running of the operation running military supplies and weaponry from Libya into Syria for the people that wanted to unseat Assad. You know, the circles that they run into, they're self-created. And the problem is, when you start to lie about something, and then the lies get bigger of what you're trying to cover, then they get caught up in their own lies. But the defense against this is always to sidetrack you, is to always end that and start anew with something else. And folks, quite frankly, it's never going to end. It's never going to end until people that are in a position in our government, and I know this is a lot to ask, that they just say, you know what, I've had enough of this crap, I'm not taking it anymore, and go the route that I had suggested. Could you imagine the Justice Department? Could you imagine the Justice Department with witnesses, with salient and provable facts to start roasting the pigs in Washington? You know, like a good old-fashioned luau. Start roasting them little suckers. Bury them, cover them up, and cook the hell out of them. Be amazed at what seeps out of there. I don't know where that came from, but at any rate. And then just to start putting the squeeze. You know, supposedly she lied about these chemical weapons in Syria after their military used chemical weapons in an attack against rebel forces. Obama refused to act, opting for a more diplomatic solution instead. To her, they were able to get Syrian government to voluntarily and verifiably give up chemical weapon stockpile thanks to the alternative solution. But shortly after her statement, President Bashar al-Assad began using chemical weapons again, proving she was either wrong or she lied once again. And again, this is a distraction, because al-Assad did not use chemical weapons against his own people. Here is circles within circles, deception within deception. And it doesn't stop. They just keep on trucking. What do they do? What do they do? A couple lines of cocaine and just say, keep on trucking? You know, let's crank up the lie factory, you know. Instead of working 16 hours a day, let's coke up and do 24. Maybe this is where they get all their imaginative stuff from, because I hear if you are sleep-deprived long enough by drug inducement, that you kind of become psychotic. Maybe that's the real problem. Income taxes, folks. Income taxes. Did you pay your taxes? Did you self-report? Did you tell on yourself? Well, the American income tax is perhaps the most dramatic example of how government grows at the expense of liberty. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, said, they do this slowly, constantly. He says, as Americans finish yet another tax filing season, let's take a look at the 104-year history of the income tax. In 1913, the top marginal income tax bracket was 7%. Top in most they could confiscate or steal. Today, it's almost 40%. In 1913, the marginal income tax bracket range was from 1 to 7%. Today, the range is 10 to 39.6%. In 1913, there were 400 pages in the tax code. Today, 74,608 pages in the code. I guess it's kind of like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we're just going to pass the bill and you can read what's in there after we pass it. It's like you're going to be victimized by the IRS, so unless you've got the ability to sit down and read 74,608 pages in the code, you might be in error. In 1913, the family standard deduction was $98,425.45 in today's dollars, adjusted for the valuation. I'm sorry, let me be accurate, inflation. The family standard deduction is now just $12,600 in today's dollars that aren't worth squat. Now, when the American income tax started in 1913, this is what I find amazing. Only 358,000 Americans had to file a 1040. Today, 148,606,578. Whoops, 77. John Brown in Cincinnati just died. So, you know, folks, there was a very there was a very easy way for the government to get rid of this. But, you know, as things change within the government and its duties and obligations change, you know, maybe we can use these people over here like we did with the bat faggots. Remember how they first started? Oh, that's right. Illegal alcohol is being made in the United States, and we need these. Well, after the repeal of that, you had all these agents standing around, so let's find something else for them to do. Same thing with the income tax people. So it would have been, and the government would have been further ahead doing this just by doing a flat tax on everybody. And, you know, kind of like on your paychecks where the federal deductions are done, you know, you can't really stop that. You can modify some taxes paid to the IRS, but there's taxes, federal taxes in there, man. You can't do anything about it. They're gone from your check, never to be seen or heard from again. And there's no stipend left over at the end of the year that you get back. They're just gone. So if they instituted a new program that just took, may I say, 10% of your entire check, 10%, not 40 to 60% of all the taxes you're paying right now, they would actually garner more funds. And it wouldn't be a tattletale report on myself in this voluntary tax system that once you find out how fraudulent it really is, and it's a scam, a surety bond for the bankers for all the money they know the government's going to borrow. No, we're not going to do that. My God, it might shrink the size of the government. It might make it more efficient and more honest. Can't do that, can we? And you people out there running in that little hamster wheel, don't falter. You know what happens when you lose speed? You just go round and round and round with the wheel. You ever seen a hamster throw up from being dizzy? It's not a pretty picture. Mike, by the way, can you fix those screens so they don't time out? We'll open up the phone lines for a few questions before I bring Robert Steele up. 800-313-9443. And I hope you all watched, and we put up the entire interview that the French did with Bashar al-Assad in his interview about this Idlib chemical attack that did or didn't take place. We launched 59 Tomahawk missiles, or we didn't, or percentage of them didn't hit, or they did, or whatever. Now, it keeps getting weirder and weirder because, folks, all the while, all of this corruption and all this diversion and all the politics are going on, what is America doing? Is it sitting on the back burner on a slow roll boil? No, it's not. We've got a little problem with the debt that's going to swing like the proverbial sword of Damocles over our scrawny little necks. Now, if we've seen corruption in this government, and as I said before, that people make mistakes. Okay. Well, once that mistake is realized, by realizing the mistake was made and not giving maximum effort to correct the mistake to set things right, that's the second mistake, and then all the mistakes that happen afterwards. But in our system here, where the government throws on your back the debt of which they're causing, all of this comes down on our scrawny little necks. Doesn't go anyplace else. It comes down to the people that they consider to be taxpayers and voters. Yes, the wonderful people that they're out there defending and working for and a slew of other little political slogans that are absolute balderdash. Well, we had the housing bubble of 2008. And guess what we got now? Carlone bubble. Whoops. They made Carlone so easy that, as I said before, if you dipped a cockroach in an inkwell and let him scrawl across the bottom of a contract, hey, it's valid. There's the mark. After nearly a decade of being able to borrow money for next to nothing, interest rates are finally beginning to creep higher. Even the relatively small increases seem so far to have caused problems in previously booming automobile industry. The size of the auto loan market has ballooned to an historic... You sitting down? I didn't believe this. I had to check it. It's true. It's ballooned to an historic $1.1 trillion. That's a hell of a lot of Buicks, don't you think? And subprime lending has once again become the norm. And you're familiar with the teaser offers that allow people to get cars with zero money down and 84-month financing. These have fueled a wave of irresponsible spending. Americans' tendency to associate success with having nice things has driven many people who can't afford to buy a house to get the next best thing, a brand new car. We used to call that Detroit. With the big Buicks and the Oldsmobiles and the Cadillacs and doing the Detroit lean. You know what that is, folks? Left hand on the steering wheel, your right arm on the center armrest, and then lining the hood ornament on the front of your hood, and you'd look straight down that. So you were doing the Detroit lean. You might have lived in a damn shack, but man, you drove a nice car. The data released so far in 2017, however, has started to raise questions about how much longer these spending habits can last. There's been a significant drop in new car sales and a sharp increase in the delinquency rate of some of the subprime borrowers. Well, sounds to me like a lot of them. Inventories across the country have started to build up, and if things don't turn around soon, the excess cars sitting on lots will eventually force prices lower. According to analysts at Morgan Stanley, price declines will also impact the used car market. And some predictions are calling for up to a 50% decline by 2021. So I guess your inside poop here is hang on to that old car, the one you have now. It's going to be a buyer's market in the near future. Come to think of it, if you got any cash whatsoever, I think in the not too distant future, it's going to be a buyer's market for just about damn near anything. Because when people lose the ability to make that income, they got to start dumping stuff. I've said it before, anything from lawnmowers to airplanes to boats, you name it, snowmobiles, cars, anything in between. When the economy goes south and we're really in the deep depression, we haven't hit the depression yet, folks. I'm sorry to report. We've seen business slowdowns. We've seen massive unemployment. You haven't really seen a deep, deep depression yet. I think they call it, what, a crash? Now, millions of borrowers who bought cars on credit could see the value of their vehicles plummet yet still have to pay off the full loan amount. It's similar to 2008 when the mortgage market collapsed and plunged home prices across the country dramatically. Ask some of the people in California. They were left with a contract, and it's like, what? I can't afford this. You can still drive around in some parts of California, Arizona, New Mexico. It's like ghost cities. Brand new houses just sitting there. And people getting into them and finding iguanas in there. All kinds of neat, nifty little animals. They go, oh, look at this brand new cave somebody has built me. Now, these homeowners had then to make the decision of to whether to wait it out or keep paying their inflated mortgage rates or cut their losses and sell or walk away. Now, cars, on the other hand, have never been an investment, and this kind of situation in the auto industry would likely trigger an avalanche of private sales as people try to get out from under their debts. Fitch Ratings, Inc. talked about these recent developments in their latest report. They said that Fitch expects the deteriorating credit performances will be more accurate in the subprime segment, driven to some extent by the expansion of the less tenured independent auto finance companies that have demonstrated higher risk appetites and less underwriting discipline. I refer to my cockroach across the contract comment. NADA's Used Car Vehicle Price Index measures wholesale prices of used vehicles up to 8 years old. They declined over 6% in 2016 alone and was down 8% year over year through February of 2017, making the eighth consecutive monthly decline. Now, used vehicle prices were down 1.6% sequentially in February, reflecting the sharpest monthly decline for the index since November of 2008. Hey, you remember what happened then?
Yeah.
Now, Wells Fargo is one of the largest holders of the subprime auto debt. Isn't that amazing? Our friends are back. Involved in a subprime mortgage? Well, they said, okay, we can't do that anymore. Let's do cars. Now, the subprime auto debt recently took steps to limit their exposure when investors started to recognize the possible downside. It's even been reported that many of these loans were given out to buyers who had no credit score at all.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Well, I wonder what's going to be next. What else do people finance? Houses, cars? What's that? Business? Vacations? Hey, we'll fill up those damn cruise ships one way or another. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Oh, how's God bless you lately?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, there was a squeal in my head, and I didn't actually hear a word you just said.
I was switching off from speakerphone when I heard you say my name.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I was looking for a resource on your webpage where I believe it was a Jew who wrote basically a summary of the protocols and basically the code. The thing that Ms. Nelson with News with Views doesn't want to deal with is they claim it's a forgery, but it accurately describes what's really going on.
Oh, you're talking about the protocols.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was looking for it on your site, and I was like, okay, I can't find it here.
Mike, I'm sure we've had that posted somewhere.
I'm not faulting you. I'm just saying I looked for it, and I couldn't find it.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying that I think that's been posted over the years several times.
Yeah, all I know is that I didn't...
Mike, hold on a second, Mark. Open up your mic, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just you can just search in any engine, probably RBN and protocols, and it came up. It's under it's titled republicbroadcasting.org/news/protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion.
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay, well, I'm not faulting you, but I think you may be interested. Is this? You know why I call this lady Kellogg Nelson a mute donkey? This has got my pastor busting out laughing. Write this down. 2 Peter 2:16 in the King James Version. Yeah. Another word for mute is dumb. You know what another word for donkey is, right? Actually, that's the way the King James Version. But the thing is, these people, the thing I want to get across to some people is when you thump the Bible, ultimately, the Bible's going to thump back when you try to make the Bible say things it doesn't say, like duplicity is a blessing, impunity is a blessing. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It's not a blessing to say, you know, we're on the same page, and I'm hoping, you know, one thing that occurred to me is that a while back, this rich guy offered Alex Jones this thing called You Do News, and apparently Alex just kind of let it fall apart. But basically, he was offered something kind of like YouTube, but without the censorship. And I was wondering if that guy still has those resources and if it could be controlled by somebody like you and others of like mind that are opposed to the censorship that's been going on.
And what was the name of the site again?
Well, it was called You Do News, but it was something that was given to Alex Jones, and he basically, I guess the impression people were saying things he didn't approve of, and so he let it fall apart. Letter You Do News, and I'm trying to remember, I don't remember the guy's name, but this was several years ago, but it would be nice if somebody like that, if we could have something like YouTube, something like that would actually... not feed the beast, so to speak.
Well, right? And I thought of, rather than having YouTube, how about MyTube?
Well, whatever
you want to call it. Yeah.
The thing is that we know that YouTube and Facebook are funded by those that want us to voluntarily give up information about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the cell phone thing. I think they're being, and I'm not paranoid, I don't live in fear, I wouldn't be at all surprised if all this cell phone stuff has been a way of where we voluntarily allow ourselves to be tracked.
I've got to go top the hour break. I got an interview. Thanks for your call.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.